FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio. You
know. Let's shift on that happy note. Let's shift to the presidential race. 2020 is getting to be a very crowded field for the Democrats in particular. Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio joining us now. And Rachel, now we have a failed U.S. Senate candidate who says, I'm ready to be president.
Oh, you must be speaking of Beto O'Rourke.
I am, yes.
Well, there's been others getting in. Well, there's been Kirsten Gillibrand who officially got in, although I thought she was already running, but she made it official over the weekend. Beto O'Rourke made it official on Friday morning. He actually raised, though, $6.1 million in the first 24 hours in his campaign, which I think he beat Bernie Sanders on that. He's got a lot of star power. He's young, I believe. He's 46 years old. But he hit the ground running, went to Iowa. I think he's in Michigan today. Mm-hmm. The other headline for the weekend as far as campaigning is former Vice President Joe Biden. He was headlining a dinner in Delaware and said something to the effect of, I have the most progressive record of anyone running for the, and he paused, anyone who would run. He kind of hung his head and did a symbol to cross. He's Catholic, and the crowd went wild. So I really think that Joe Biden will be getting in, but I thought it was interesting he also said that he has a progressive record, because you would think of Joe Biden as being more of a centrist rather than a progressive.
Well, and that's an interesting dynamic that we're seeing already, is it's not just that. I mean, every presidential election, you've got, for the most part, Republicans running as far to the right as possible in the primary, then running back to the middle in the general. Democrats, you know, going to the left as far as possible, then back. I'm getting the feeling that on the Democratic side, that they are simply saying, we're going to run as far to the left, as unapologetically big government and socialist as we possibly can, and we're going to stay there in the general election. I would be really surprised with most of these candidates if they try to play the, you know, whoever gets the nomination, that they're going to try, maybe other than Tulsi Gabbard, that they're going to try to play the, you know what, I'm going to bring people together. I think they're going to make the case that we're right, the other side's wrong, let's defeat those people.
Well, it's interesting, yeah, that they seem to be shaping up that way. I was at the Conservative Political Action Conference a couple of weeks ago, and there conservatives were making the point that 2020 is going to be a choice between capitalism and socialism, that there really isn't a middle ground. I mean, unless Howard Schultz really makes a go of it, there's really nobody. I thought that Joe Biden might be that middle ground candidate, but after he said that, questions were popping up in my mind. And I think there are some people who feel maybe a little politically homeless because they don't identify with this far left philosophy. Maybe they're not completely on board with President Trump. So there's not a whole lot of choices for people who want moderation out there.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people say, I want a moderate candidate. And I ask this as a, you know, a legitimate question, for at least from my perspective. What's better about being moderate compared to being liberal or conservative? Other than some people just say, I'm not as far to the right or far to the left as somebody else is. I mean, I'm a pretty, you know, unapologetic conservatarian kind of guy myself. So there are issues I don't want people to compromise on. But governing means you look at everybody's viewpoint. Some things are right. Some things are wrong. You don't compromise. Other things, you've got to work with people from different perspectives. I'm not seeing that with the majority of the candidates on the Democratic side. And we know President Trump isn't exactly leading with the, hey, let's compromise and go have a beer together.
Yeah, I think that the folks that I talk to, and this is not scientific polling at all, this is more anecdotal, but a lot of people I talk to just say, yeah, I'm conservative on these issues and I'm liberal on these issues, you know, and it doesn't seem like there's a box to put them in. And I think that there's a lot of that they may describe themselves as more libertarian. Maybe they think pot ought to be legalized, but yet they're fiscally conservative. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't necessarily fit into one side or the other. And I think that that makes it, that's maybe what they mean when they're talking about a moderate, as opposed to somebody who's just lukewarm, is somebody who would maybe embrace a lot of different ideas. But you can't please all the people all the time. And I think that you're right in that both sides are going to be hard charging away from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe more eggs are unfortunately going to be smashed in the back of more people's heads. I hope not. But who knows? All right. Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio. People can keep up with you at Sutherland Fox on the Twitters.
Thank you.
Hey, good talking to you, Rachel.